So Jake Dahlberg has finished up his warm-up pitches. Andrew Ely will step to the plate as we begin this first inning. First inning of the ball game brought to you by Bowen & Associates, your local independent auto owner's insurance agent. Visit Bowen & Associates in Sioux Falls at bowenassociates.com. Bowen spelled B-O-E-N. So glad you are with us today on this beautiful Tuesday evening here in Chicagoland, here in Rosemont, Illinois. It'll be lefty on lefty. Ely adjusts the helmet, gets into his stance. Dahlberg tolls the third base side of the rubber, rolls out his right glove shoulder, and he'll be thrown out of the stretch here. Here's the first pitch of the game. Ely takes a high fastball, and the count is 1-0. Clocked at 91 miles per hour for Dahlberg. Not a pitcher that tends to blow people away. Has that in common with Cole Breath, the Canary starter tonight. Pitch to Ely is a called strike on the outer half. Count is 1-1. Andrew Ely with a 316 batting average on the season, an OPS of 843. One home run, four runs batted in for the Canary shortstop. Tied for the league lead with 12 runs scored this year. The pitch, swing and a miss. Off speed, fooled him there. 77 miles per hour with the changeup, which is a weapon of his. Talking about Dahlberg. So ball and two strikes here on Andrew Ely. Straight up defense for Chicago. We'll get you their names in a moment. Dahlberg shuffles into his set, pitches. Ely grounds one to second base. Edwin Arroyo scoops it up there, throws over to first, and that is out number one. Ely retired 4-3 to begin the proceedings tonight. So here is the Chicago Dogs defense in full. The outfield left to right, Victor Roche is the left fielder. The center fielder is Michael Krause. Tony Roselli is patrolling right field for the Dogs tonight. In the infield, third to first, Tyler Ladendorf is the third baseman. Blake Alamon, the shortstop. You heard Arroyo is at second, and Casey Hobson is the first baseman. Garrett Hope is the catcher for Chicago. Starting pitcher Dahlberg is ready to go. Jabari Henry in the right-handed batter's box. Pitch is outside at 81 off speed. So Henry ahead in the count, ball and no strikes. Henry with a .297 average, an on-base percentage of .867 for Jabari this year. Two home runs, five runs batted in. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. More off speed at 83. Henry waved over it. So they count a ball and a strike on Jabari, who's been very consistent at the plate for this Canary team to start the 2020 season. Dahlberg fires. Henry takes off speed outside. Not enough zip to that one. Seven-game hitting streak going for Henry. He's far from alone. The Canaries actually have three players that have a seven-game on-base streak currently going on, along with Ely and Lago. Lago on deck for the Birds. No score, top of the first, just underway here in Chicago. Nobody on, one out. Here's the 2-1 to Henry. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. 2-2. Slow at 78. Henry hasn't seen any heaters so far in this AB. He takes a deep breath in the righty batter's box before stepping back in. Two balls, two strikes to count. Dahlberg set. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit well out to left field. Roche shading his eyes from the sun. He's turning, he is looking, and that ball is gone! Jabari Henry makes his mark in the first inning. A solo shot to put the Birds up 1-0 just like that. He air fives Mike Meyer. Big smile on his face as he rounds third. Points to the sky. His third blast of the year. Sixth RBI. Out to left center field. This ballpark is gettable out there. The walls are high, maybe about 10, 15 feet, but they are close to home plate. You'll see plenty of homers at this yard. And that one from Henry just got up in the jet stream and never came down. So a solo homer for Henry. Birds are on top 1-0. Ale Lago digs in from the right side and takes outside. That home run is brought to you by Aventara, South Dakota's standard for post-hospital care. Jabari Henry's third blast of the year. Dahlberg pitches, and slowing outside to Lago, shaking his head as that pitch crossed the outside edge of home plate, saying, that's not for me. Two balls, no strikes. Lago with such good plate discipline, never gets rattled. Dahlberg is set, right foot in front of his left. The southpaw delivers, and Lago takes a fastball just outside. Hope tried to frame it, couldn't quite get there. So Lago's ahead in the count, three balls and no strikes. Alay Lago leading the Canaries with a 417 batting average, second on the team with a 1031 OPS. The 3-0 pitch is high for ball four. Missed with the fastball, Alay Lago works a one-out walk. So the Birds' big boppers coming through here. The 2-3 spot in the lineup. That brings up the Culver's cleanup batter, Damik Tomshay. You heard about Tomshay's defense a little bit in the Orthopedic Institute pregame show. When I was talking with Mike Meyer, he kept raving about Tomshay after we were done with the interview. He said he hasn't seen a bad at-bat from Tomshay this year. The pitch. Right-hander takes a strike, breaking ball, counts 0-1. He's obviously had some at-bats where he's gotten out, some where he struck out. But Meyer said he's only been beaten by good pitching. He's never had a bad at-bat at the plate, which is especially impressive given how little time a lot of these hitters had to prepare for the season. Throw over to first base, and Lago gets back. Dahlberg has a good move to first, just snaps it sidearm. So we'll keep an eye on that as Lago does have some speed at first base. 1-0 Birds in the top of the first. One man on at first base with one man out. A Jabari Henry solo homer of the scoring tonight. Pitch to Tomshay. Outside. Ball and a strike. Tomshay with a 368 average. That's second best on the team to Alay Lago. 1084 OPS leads the Canaries. Two home runs and a league best 13 runs batted in through nine games. 1-1 pitch. There's a ball just missed outside. In the judgment of Clay Park, our home plate umpire this evening, he's joined by Steve Bartlestein at first base. Neil Turner is the third base ump, though he's at second right now with a man on first and one out. Dogs infield at double play depth. They're also shaded to the left side a bit. Second baseman Arroyo playing toward the middle. Right-hander at the plate in Tomshay. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fouled straight back to the screen. Count holds 2-2. Clint Coulter on deck for the Sioux Falls Canaries, standing by an on-deck circle that's got a picture of the rose on it, the seal of the city of Rosemont, Illinois. Probably one of the classier on-deck circles you'll find in the league. Dahlberg throws to first. Lago dives back just in time. That's that good move. Had a little bit of a hitch to it. Wasn't quite all one motion to get it to first base, but he doesn't really move his feet. He just slings it with that left arm using the arm strength. And Lago, I dare say, was leaning a bit, had to dive back. 2-2 the count, they go to first again. This time it's just a throw over to make sure he's close. Move the foot that time around. Still 2-2 on Damik Tomshay. 1-0 Sioux Falls in the top of the first. Jabari Henry with a solo home run. Lago worked a walk to reach first base here. 2-2 the count on Tomshay. Here's the pitch. It swung on and fouled away right side over the extended netting off of one of the suites out there. Bouncing around into the gray seats here in Chicago. It's kind of an interesting color palette. The seats are gray and the caps are red. And a lot of folks are wearing the red caps today. So it's just dots of red amid the sea of gray. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and grounded through the middle. Arroyo dives to his left to field. It had to go to second to cover. Great play. Throws him out at first. Edwin Arroyo. That is a really difficult play. He was heading to second to receive the would-be throw to try and tack Lago out trying to steal. Instead, he had to reverse direction in an instant. Go to his left. Full extension dive. Come to his feet and throw out Tomshay. That is an impressive play from Edwin Arroyo, who has been making headlines at the plates and in the field this year. That is out number two. Lago takes second, man on second base, and two out for Coulter, trying to add to this 1-0 Canary lead here in the top half of the first. Good start to this ball game. Dahlberg checks second and pitches. Coulter takes a breaking ball strike up in the zone, and the count's 0-1. Coulter with a 219 batting average for the Canaries this year. OPS is at 743. So far this year, chances are if he gets a hit, it's for extra bases. The 0-1 pitch checks his swing on a ball low. They appeal to first, and he didn't go around, says Steve Bartlestein. So one ball, one strike here on Clint Coulter. Lago takes his lead off of second. And Dahlberg looks in wearing a blue and red glove that matches his uniform perfectly. Looks at second base. Kicks and fires. Coulter swings a chopper over the head of Dahlberg right off his glove. The shortstop Alemán charges and fields, but he has nowhere to go. And now Lago strays from third. They rifle it to third base, and he's in a rundown between third and home. Hope throws to Ladendorf, a third baseman, who tags him out, diving back for the bag. And that's the final out of the top of the first. Good awareness to find Lago at third, just straying a little bit too far from the bag. He comes up with a smile on his face, shaking his head a bit, and nodding his head as he chats with the Canary manager, Mike Meyer, who was in the third base coaching box. So that finishes up the top of the first inning, an eventful frame here at Impact Field. That ends with the Canaries up 1-0, one run on one hit, no errors and one left. Jabari Henry with a solo shot means it's 1-0 Birds at the end of the half. Dogs coming to bat after this. You're listening to Sioux Falls Canaries Baseball right here on the Canaries Radio Network.